Welcome to the Turning Pain into Power podcast. My name is Davina Faust, and I am a life transformation expert. My goal for this podcast is to bring you some positivity every single week and to inspire you to recognize that your struggles are just part of your story. I have completely changed my life, and I just want you to know that you can do the same thing. I'll also be bringing on some really incredible people who are just like you, who have learned to turn their own pain into power. Ever since I was in college, I have fallen so in love with coffee, especially first thing in the morning, because I am not a morning person. But I've tried to do black coffee before and it just wasn't working for me. It was really bitter and I've got a sweet tooth. So I always find myself adding too much into my coffee, whether that be cream or sugar or flavored syrups. When I really looked at my health and I really was looking at what I put into my body every single day, I realized that my coffee was pretty much like having a candy bar every single day. It really wasn't that great for me nutritionally. So I am so grateful and excited to have found this coffee company. They're called Coffee Over Cardio. Coffee Over Cardio is a brand and it's specifically targeted at boss babes, so female entrepreneurs, but really anyone can enjoy these flavors because they are so dang good, you guys. And they're so good for you. They are gluten-free, sugar-free, calorie-free. So then how are they flavored? The flavor is actually sprinkled onto the beans and baked before the coffee is ground up. So you get the flavor really deep into the coffee bean. My favorite flavors in general are the birthday cake and the cinnamon bun. I honestly don't really have to add that much to the cup anymore. I maybe put in a little bit of almond milk just for texture, but otherwise, I don't need the same amount of sugar and crap and everything that I was adding to this cup of coffee. The coffee itself is delicious. So if you're interested in trying it, or if it sounds like it's up your alley, head on over to coffeeovercardio.com. I'm going to hook you up with 10% off if you just use the coupon at checkout, 10DavinaF, you will get 10% off your purchase. So please enjoy this delicious coffee. Let's get into the show. Injury prevention. Personally, I like to feel unstoppable. So when something happens that makes me feel limited, I get majorly down in the dumps. A good example of this is when I had a case of runner's knee and was on doctor's rest orders for 2 weeks. 2 weeks of not working out, I was stressed, eating crap, just feeling pretty discouraged that I wasn't accomplishing anything. Although I bounced back quickly and easily, it definitely opened my eyes to the concept of overtraining, which is overexhausting your muscles to the point of injury. I've compiled a few tips to help you learn from my mistakes and maintain your uninjured, healthiest body. Number one, wear proper footwear. The main cause of my runner's knee was that I had purchased a new pair of running sneakers and I did not break them in properly. No bueno. Never wear running sneakers to lift weights or do cross training. Those running shoes are not meant for the twists and turns of your variety workout, so be mindful of this whenever you begin a new regimen. Number two, know your body and any limitations you may have. For me, my hips and joints tend to pop. My left hamstring also seems to be much tighter than my right one. Knowing all of these quirks helps me really think about how my muscles will react to certain moves. If you know your specific pains or trigger points, it's incredibly easy to look up modifications for virtually every exercise known to man. Number three, warm up and cool down before and after every exercise. This is incredibly important. Your muscles need to be limber in order to be challenged. If they're tight, get ready to say ow. At the end of a hard workout, your body needs the cool down to prevent blood pooling. When your heart is still working hard to pump blood while your body is now relaxed. Cooling down is the body's way of recognizing that the hard part's over and it's safe to return to resting state. Never forget the warm-up and cool-down. Also, do extra stretching as needed. Foam rollers are incredibly useful and relatively cheap. Number 4. If you think you're overtraining, you probably are. About a year ago, I did a cardio conditioning program called Insanity Max 30 while also running about 30 miles a week and training for my half marathon. And I wonder why I got runner's knee. It's great to be motivated and stick to a strict regimen, but it's important to know when enough is enough. Number 5, listen to your body. Just a few weeks ago, I was about to do a chest press when I felt a tingle in my shoulder. I thought, that's odd. Well, I'm working on my chest, so I'll just keep going. Turns out, my form had been totally off on my bench press, and my shoulder muscle actually was involved. It was the type of injury that hurt immediately, so I had to stop the workout entirely. It's much better to sit out one move than to miss an entire week. Don't be afraid to challenge yourself during your workouts, but also keeping these habits will make your workouts both effective and safe. My goal for this podcast is to always spread some positive vibes. And to keep that good energy flowing, it would mean a lot to me if you could share this episode with your friends or leave a nice review on iTunes. Or you could always find me on Instagram at Davina Faust and take a screenshot of the episode. But remember, no matter what it looks like for you, your happiness is worth fighting for.